The GAA program with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Dave, agus fáilte go Jean Clark come in Luke Claskill a shocked in a show. Misha Tom Comack, it's just gone 8:30 and I'm with you until 9 o'clock. Coming up in tonight's programme and joined by Donegal minor football manager Sean Paul Barrett ahead of the new season and the start of the Ulster Minor Football League. Of course, Donegal play Fermanagh this Saturday in Brewster Park in the first round of the Ulster Minor Football League as they began the defence of their Ulster Minor League crown. And we've had some action already tonight. Of course, the Ulster Under 21 Championship is up and running tonight at a preliminary round game, Antrim versus Monaghan. Approaching half time in that one, it's Antrim 9 points, it's Monaghan 1-6, and of course the winners of that game play Derry next weekend. Donegal play Tyrone next weekend. We'll talk about that in a moment as well, or maybe later in the programme. But also on tonight's programme, I'm delighted to say the sporting story of last weekend was Derry club Robert Emmett's All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship success, and I'm delighted to say tonight I'm joined by the captain of that team, Aoife Cassidy. Of course, the Derry champions defeated Sarsfields from Galway on a historic day last Sunday in Croke Park. But first, we hear from the Sláinte chairman, Sean McGuigan.
Sean McGuigan, chairman of Sláinte, first of all, I suppose we have to talk about the success of your Camogie team. They have set the bar, they have set the standard, I suppose, and All-Ireland champions.
That's true, Tom. Yesterday in Croke Park was the happiest day of my life, especially for our captain, Aoife Cassidy. And, you know, she was a sister, or two sisters was playing with her, daughters of Thomas, who passed in October. And for her to lift on cup in Croke Park onto the Hogan Stand yesterday and do her speech in Irish the whole way through, and her father took her to learn Irish all over Donegal in the guilty areas. And yesterday was a very proud day for Sláinte. Yeah.
And a huge, huge achievement.
Oh, Tom, because our girls, the one Ulster, on a replay against Lough Gill, Thomas, he when he saw the Derry final balance screen, he actually came out of his sick bed to come to see the match. His girls didn't even know he was there, and he came up the field, he was oxted up the pitch to Aoife when she was getting the presentation. And apart from yesterday, the Derry final, I'll never forget that day either. But you know, they went on then and beat Lough Gill on the replay, and they played the Munster champions, you know, and I think maybe they underestimated them because they didn't know the passion was on those girls, and they were carrying it through for Thomas because he did start the team, and Dominic was with him, surely Dominic McKinley, but that passion, and it was instilled in them from the word go. It just came out yesterday in Croke Park, you know.
Because you know, Camogie has been strong in the area and strong in Derry, but you know, it at the same time, like, only one other Derry team ever have done the same, and like the County Camogie team hasn't really, you know, made big, that great strides at senior level. This is like the A final; you can't get any bigger.
Yeah, and that's why they were playing in the A final, because Derry senior Camogues 3 or 4 years ago was playing in Division 1 because they're a real good team then, and that's why we had to play in the A final yesterday. You know, if it all depends where your county's playing at, where you're playing at in club. So yesterday was the pinnacle, that was the top Division 1, and to beat Galway champions, you know, it really was the icing on the cake.
Obviously going to mean an awful lot now to Camogie and hurling even in the area.
Oh, it is, aye. You know, I keep arcing back to Thomas, but Thomas was, he was the start, he started the hurling as well, and you know, and he was over the Camogie team. You know, the footballers now, they've had mantle to follow, and they will embrace it well. That, you know, this football team now, this 9 or 10 dual players, and they lost in the semi-final to the Dublin team.
That's the hurling, yeah.
The hurling, yeah. So those fellas now will be looking the reward in Croke Park from 3 years ago, and they're more experienced, and most of all, they're not carrying any injuries this time that they were the last time.
Mm. And obviously the disappointment, you know, I was just speaking to Francie Michael Downey there, and you know, he says obviously the hurlers were disappointed losing the semi-final, but it is great to have an All-Ireland football final to look forward to. That certainly softened the disappointment.
It sure did. Remember I said there's 8 or 9 dual players, that will soften it surely, and it's, I'm really pleased for the fellas that are getting another bite at an All-Ireland, especially after losing the hurling. But the hurlers were beat by a better team on the day, and they will learn from that, and they will be very strong in Derry this year again.
Well, are those Falcha, Aoife, Gugian, Clare, agus Cogardius? Yeah. Tell me, how are the celebrations going? I presume they're still ongoing.
They are. Well, it calmed down a little bit now by this stage, but it was in full swing up until last night. As you can tell by my voice, there's been a lot of singing and shouting done in the past couple of nights, but absolutely fantastic celebrations happening in Slanagill on Sunday night, especially when the bus landed back to the hall with the car park and absolutely bunged cars parked down the lane. The bus nearly struggled to get into the car park, but the hall was absolutely packed for us coming home on Sunday, which was lovely.
Yeah, and what was that like?
Oh my God, well, you know, it was absolutely deadly. Like, I was coming in, I was at the front of the bus with the cup, and just even driving towards the hall and seeing the cars in the distance, you know, and the, you know, light shining on the hall, and to be thinking we were coming home with an All Ireland Cup with us, the Camogues, has just been deadly, and coming, walking up through the crowd, you know, in the hall and standing up in the hall speaking to the people, it has been just crazy, like the amount of people that were there. Supporting us and congratulating us, it's been amazing.
Yeah, and it's an amazing achievement. You know, you're only the first. You're the first ever Ulster club, first ever Derry club, and only the second ever Ulster club.
Yeah. We're the second team from Ulster. Yeah, that have won at the senior level. So, and the first club from Derry, as you said. So it is a bit of history. It's the first All Ireland Cup that has come into the Slanagill. As well, which is pretty amazing, you know, and for the Camogues to do it is even better again for all the girls in the club.
Yeah, because in terms of Camogie and hurling, it's not an old club.
No, we were only formed in 1953, and it started off with the football only, and then after a few years, then they added the hurling into it. And then after that again, then the Camogie started up. So relatively new, you could say, club. But there's been a lot of hard work put into the club over the years. And you know, we do have a lot of members of the club now. You know, between young and old, and all the work is starting to pay off now. When you have successes as we have had in 2016, it's incredible.
And you've been building slowly towards it for the last few years, haven't you?
Well, we have. The Camogie team now, we won our first ever senior county championship in 2012 only, so relatively new to the championship, to the winning scene in Camogie. But so that was in 2012, and we won it again in 2015. And got beaten Ulster final, and then 2016 we won the county final and Ulster, and now we've gone on to win the All Ireland. So that.
All Ireland champions, has that sunk in yet?
I suppose it hasn't. You have to repeat it a few times to actually credit it.
Have you slept since? Have you?
I have. I didn't sleep much the first night. Maybe not so much the second, but I definitely had to get caught up. But the cup stayed down in our chairperson's house the first night to be in safe hands, and since then it's been up here at my house. And now there's been a few neighbours in and family friends and come in and they've got pictures of it, and you know it's going to be going around the schools and whatnot, so it's still all very exciting.
And it's an impressive looking cup.
It is a lovely cup, the Carroll Cup, Bill and Agnes Carroll Cup. It is a lovely big cup, lovely inscription on it. But the band at the bottom is completely full at the minute, so I don't know what they're going to do to get our name on it.
Make sure it's on it anyway, because I was just looking through the list there. You have some famous name: Buffers Alley of Wexford, St Paul's, Kilkenny, Glen Rovers. You have O'Donovan, Rossa, Belfast, as we mentioned, Kilmore, Galway, Ullochtabala, and now Slochneil.
Yes, is right. You know, a lot of people would have heard of them clubs, famous clubs that have won championships in all Ireland And to think that Robert Emmett's Slack Neil is going to be on that cup now is surreal.
Anyway, back to Sunday. Obviously, it was a very emotional day for you, given, you know, yourself and your two sisters, Brona and Eilish, were on the team, and obviously the fact of your late father had put so much into the team and the club.
It was. I suppose him being part of the management team for, you know, from along with Dominic McKinley, they both started together 3 years ago. So it was, you know, I don't know if he could imagine seeing his three daughters playing in Croke Park in the one day, and never mind then to win, you know, in Croke Park, and one of the, you know, me lifting the cup as well on behalf of the team, and it was definitely, you know, difficult, and I suppose for him not being there on the day, but everybody in the club and everybody that was there, you know, was thinking about him and how much he would have loved to have seen it as well.
I'm sure he was there.
Yeah. No, we believe that he was.
Yeah. Because he was the man that got the hurling going and got the camogie going, wasn't it? The late Thomas Cassidy.
He had a great passion for the sport, and I suppose he always had was involved with the hurling more so. Took underage teams and took teams away here and there and everywhere to play. And only more recently he was involved with the camogie. But a lot of
I suppose when you have three girls in a house, you need to have a camogie, don't you?
It's four boys and three girls. The boys outweighed us, so he did. He definitely gave more time to the hurling. But more recently now he was involved with the camogie. But I suppose the senior hurling team, there was a lot of the fellas that he had coached underage and all that there. So.
And I suppose fitting in a way, you captained the team, and Eilish got the winning point.
That's right. Well, yeah, she scored the final point, and Brona then in fullback as well. So definitely, no, he would have been proud.
Yeah, I can imagine so. A very close game throughout. You know, you're led by a point at half time.
Yeah, almost seriously close. We were lucky, I suppose, to be going in as actual up a point at half time. It was a very, very tight encounter. We got off to a good start, scored the first point, but Sarsfields were always on our tails. They were they're a real good camogie team, and we never were leading by much, you know, but we didn't let them get away from us either, and then we came out in the second half. I suppose at halftime we gathered ourselves and we thought to ourselves we hadn't played great camogie yet in the first half like we did in the semi-final. Our team play wasn't up to scratch. I suppose maybe the big day and Sarsfields maybe weren't letting us play as well as we wanted to. And then in the second half we came out and you know, we got a goal, which helped a lot. And after that, Sarsfields then kind of took over as well and put us under serious pressure. And we kept, you know, we came back for the draw, and then the final two scores that we got sealed the deal. But there was always that you know, pressure there that they were going to maybe come up the field attacking and could have possibly gotten goal.
And you made your acceptance speech in Irish, Gaelgore.
Yeah. Lormud, because we're Gaelicanshaw at Garntogher. We speak plenty of Irish in Garntogher and Slachneil here.
Yeah. And
lots of our local people, and especially a lot of the youngsters now speak Irish fluently. And I was lucky enough me and my six siblings have all been brought up with Irish and can speak it more or less fluently. So
we can't make any claim to your camogie prowess, but Kaito Nasauri, Lenta Siri Nasauri in Unal.
Hi, yeah, Gas Sauri, Lesson Chile, who must be door, no Bumbeg, or if you Shachton, no Hui Daddy, or no Kirsty, Rangana, Regan Lay, August. Better grow Keely on and Nahihanta, August, who met your fad, hang the Keely, no Kabir out of Eon, but Kai with Majinia, August Mommy, cause we're earned there, Natrana, Hart or Guido, August Natrana Galanta, and then Port Arthur, August, Aids in her fad, Natrana Galanta.
And did you make many friends down there?
Well, I know a few people. I suppose since they've gotten older, maybe I would still go down regularly, and I'd be in contact with a few of them, local, you know, singers and musicians. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll have to bring the Carol Cup down now to Gweedore to Marigallan sometime soon.
I might have to do that. All right.
Anyway, I know. Time is pressing on us here, but it's really nice to have you. And of course, you're heading back to Croke Park now. You've maybe, yeah. Some people may say put the pressure on for your senior men to win the All Ireland Senior Football Final. But maybe inspiration is more the word.
Well, hopefully that will give them inspiration and the desire to push on and to win it. It's not going to be easy. No All Ireland. Final is easy, but hopefully now, you know, that they know that we've done it, and I have 100% belief that they can do it too on the day if they bring the same work rate and effort that they have been bringing all year.
So, and I know all the footballers were in Croke Park on Sunday, so you'll be heading up on St. Patrick's Day?
We will indeed do. The Camogie team will hopefully maybe get a bus or something sorted to go down together. So we'll all be cheering them on the 17th.
Look at Aoife, congratulations again. Thank you very much for joining us, and a real pleasure having you tonight.
That's
Aoife Cassidy there, and thank her indeed for joining us. Her voice just about held up. I think she should go on the hot honey for the rest of the night and take a night in. I think there's been celebrations up Longstock Meal, and quite rightly so. A tremendous achievement, that, winning the All-Ireland Camogie. First Derry team and only the second ever Ulster team, and in there among some of the great clubs in the Camogie, from Kilkenny, from Tipperary, from Dublin, Wexford, all the big clubs, and Slochneil in there now with them. And of course, the footballers are playing Dr. Crokes from Killarney in the All Ireland final in the senior club. That's on St. Patrick's Day, and we wish them well in that. We'll be looking forward to that game more in our Saturday preview programme here. We'll hear from the team captain, Francis Michael Downey. We'll also hear from John Joe Carney, the assistant manager, and from Brendan Rogers, among others, the full-back on the team, young Shane McGuigan as well, of course, who was water boy when Slochneil last played in the All-Ireland final back in 2014, was it? They lost on that occasion to Corrifin, but hopes are high that they can crown a great season. It's been a great year, really, winning the Ulster, winning the All-Ireland Camogie, winning the Ulster football and the Ulster hurling, and of course defeating the great St. Vincent's of Dublin and the reigning All-Ireland champions in the All-Ireland semi-final. So we wish them well in that. As I said, we'll be looking forward to that more in our preview programme on Saturday. But turning your attention back here to Donegal, and the Ulster Minor Football League gets up and running this weekend, and of course Donegal are the reigning champions, double champions, both winners of a league and championship double last year under Sean Paul Barrett. And Sean Paul is back again this year for his second term in charge. I'm delighted to see he's joining me on the phone. A very good night to you, Sean Paul.
Good evening, Tom.
And looking forward to the new season. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Of course, Saturday starts the minor league, so it's our first competitive game, and we're really looking forward to it now.
Yeah, and I suppose, as we mentioned, you're the reigning champions, and I suppose maybe tell us a little bit about this team of yours that you have assembled for this year. Have you many survivors from last year?
At the moment, Tom, we have five survivors from last year. We hope to have seven, but we have lost two, Gary Malloy and Jack Plannery, to injury. Now, we'll just have to monitor that as the season goes on to see how they're progressing. But they have long-term injuries at the moment now, and they've been out a good while, so we're just waiting to see if they can get rid of their injuries and get back on board again. Now, there were two lads that we would have high hopes for this year, but we just don't have them at the moment.
And who are the five that you have?
We have Brian O'Donnell there from Kilcar, Michael Mulhern from Clochanilly, Bowen and Doherty from Milford. We've Paddy Mohan there from St. Noel's, and Aaron Dinney from St. Eunan's.
Yeah, and they're well, obviously, but Paddy Mohan and Aaron Dinney really probably are the only two that were on the team fairly regularly last year.
That's right. Paddy played all the games, and Aaron took part in most of the games, and started even the last game in Croke Park there. And two great lads, like, you know, but I suppose you're looking at them to lead by example now.
So by and large, it's a new look team, Sean Paul.
Absolutely, yes, a new team, and it's made up of the few lads from last year, last year's under-17s, and I think we have seven or eight last year's under-16s in as well, like good lads, and they're all working hard together.
And have you got much work done with them?
We've been training, and we've been doing a bit of training now since January. And they're working away now. Sometimes venues are a bit difficult to get now, but thankfully we've managed now. January and February were quite good now, and just the last few weeks there it's been a bit difficult, but I know we're working away now and happy with the way the progress we're making at the moment.
Yeah, and have you a squad at the moment? Have you a squad? Obviously you have a squad, but have you finalised your squad for the season yet?
No, not really, Tom, to be honest. Now, I suppose that looks like we're looking at fellas that are carrying injuries, I suppose, like Gary and Jack. Also, Danny Wallace there. Danny was in with us now, part of the squad, but Danny picked up an injury as well. Like, Danny's out at the moment, but now he's after having surgery, and hopefully he'll be back with us soon.
Yeah, I know Danny, I think, suffered a cruciate injury. We wish him well, because I know he was going particularly well and was one of the players that probably you would be looking to. And tell me, obviously, setting out in defence of your minor league, what's the plan? And normally the league can be used, well, some people use it, some managers have used it for building a team, others have gone straight for it and tried to get their best foot forward from the very first day.
Listen, we'll be using the minor league to build for championship. I suppose championship is the main competition. That's what we're looking at Antrim on the 21st of May. So everything from now to then will be kind of building towards that there. We're looking at players at different positions, and we're trying to see what's our best team and our best players and best positions. A lot of good lads, and they're all fighting for positions, so I suppose that's what we're at.
And in a familiar group, as always, Fermanagh, Derry, Antrim and Tyrone.
Yeah, we're playing the same teams that we played last year in the minor league, just reverse. We were home to home last year to Fermanagh and Tyrone. We're away this year to both teams, and then we're home to Derry and Antrim.
Yeah, and I think your first two games are away from home, are they?
First two, we're away now on Saturday to Fermanagh. I think that might be in Enniskillen at the moment. In Urbanstown. They're supposed to be in Enniskillen, but I think it's been moved.
It was in the fixture for Enniskillen.
Yeah, but I think the pitches aren't playable there now, so we're kind of looking at, think of maybe Bonacre now in...
The all weather. Hopefully, they may be well after the sunshine of this afternoon. Who knows? If we had a few more days like this, we may get out on grass again.
You never know. Fingers crossed.
And obviously, as we mentioned, of course, reigning Ulster champions as well, defeated in the All-Ireland semi-final. I suppose that's the plan, to get back there again next year or this year.
We're looking to push on and try and get as far as we can. You're looking to win every game. We just take each game as it comes, and we're not looking past Saturday now. For Manor game, and then we'll take it as the games come then.
Yeah.
But obviously they were looking to push on and try, and we're looking to push further than we did last year.
Yeah. And of course this is the last year of minor, isn't it?
This is the last year. It goes to an under-17 competition for next year.
What's your thoughts on that?
I wouldn't have been in favour, to be honest. I think the minor competition as it is a very good competition. I think lads just finishing school before they go on to under-21s, I think it's great now, and there's a very good standard of football from it, and a lot of very good players, and a lot of counties put a huge effort into it. I don't see going to under-17s going to help it now.
Sean Paul, look, the clock has caught up on us. Thanks very much indeed. And that's it from this week's GAA programme. My thanks to Rory Farrell on sound. My thanks also to Sean McGuigan and to Aoife Cassidy. And until next week, Slán agus Bannach.